That's not easy to do. I mean, usually those boards are not tiny. They were about 2 inches long. Whatever, you know, like if you had a Motorola HC220, it was a board that stuck in there. You know, you have to take the whole thing apart to change, and not practical. So that's pretty much why everybody's stuck with that. And VHF were usually all 100. Of course, there were no dual band radios back then. So you had a VHF radio and you had UHF radios.